Groups fighting for clean air and against climate change are calling for the state of California to step in after the Kern County Board of Supervisors approved a plan to fast-track more than 40,000 new oil and gas wells. Supporters of that plan say it will create jobs and bring in much-needed tax revenue. But Delano Mayor Brian Osorio urges lawmakers to pass Senate Bill 467, which would halt new permits for fracking starting next year and ban it altogether as of 2027.
Drilling releases toxic super chemicals and particulates, which gets into our lungs and stays there, adding more oil drilling pollution to existing high levels of pollution in Kern County would just make matters worse.
SB 467 is being considered in two legislative committees in April. Last year, the California Geologic Energy Management Division, or CalGEM, lifted a fracking ban and approved more permits. But the agency is also supposed to unveil a plan next month to protect people living near oil and gas sites. Kern County has some of the dirtiest air in the country. A UCLA survey from 2018 found almost one-third of kids under 17 in the county are diagnosed with asthma. Katie Valenzuela is a city council member in Sacramento who grew up battling asthma in Oildale. She says the county has chosen oil profits over its residents' health, particularly the lower-income Latino communities near the wells.
I don't believe that Kern County Board of Supervisors, given the action and discussion 2 weeks ago, is ever going to change course unless they get voted out or unless the state comes in and intervenes.
Both Valenzuela and Osorio belong to the group Elected Officials to Protect America. One of its goals is fighting climate change. The group wants CalGEM to require buffer zones of 2,500 feet between the oil and gas sites and schools, homes, and hospitals. Meanwhile, environmental groups are challenging the county ordinance in court. For California News Service, I'm Suzanne Potter.